remember to follow. Laura beat self-interest from everyone. Clearly, we're going to have to move against murder and move against transgender and so on. There are perfectly obvious issues. Just as on the highways, you have to have rules of the road and let people drive on the left side and the right side and then see if they like and so on. It's what every motorist is going to do on the road. Those are the issues that everyone is going to do on the road. Now, there may come times when after these rules have been accepted by everyone, when it is not really to the interest of a given person at a given time to observe them. I think we wouldn't want to say, but it's very dangerous going out on a limb too far to say that it will always serve one's interest. There are times when the rules operate against one. For instance, when one is innocent and has been convicted of a crime by a legal system, one is always accepted, and one may even be executed. Even in a system which one is accepted. So I think we have to reformulate and say, well, listen, this is what we ought to adopt here. What is something, the kind of egoism and the whole random company believe in is really egoism. It's not actually that is the rule in general. It's to your interest. And it's more to your interest to have the rule than not to have the rule. So if you have to choose between having the rule and not having the rule, then it's to your interest to have the rule. But let's not pretend that the rule is going to work out in your interest on every single instance of application. But there are a lot of cases like that. They're not thoroughly worked out. And I would hate, for example, to be committed to 100% defensive Rankine doctrine on a lot of these points, especially ones that haven't been worked out. And if that was expected, well, I'd say, well, the reason given for the acceptance of the principle, that is underlying, the reason for sometimes given will be different in one case than what they did in another. And it was not going to say, oh, if you don't have my reasons for holding it, you're not a libertarian. Thank you. motivated instrument to become a libertarian. The one is the one I just mentioned. No laws to protect people from themselves, therefore no laws against drug addiction, at least for adults. It's a medical problem.
I'm I wouldn't let anybody. You have a motion. I am not in a position
elaborate on, but I think it's important. And I think that it's really important to do this business for you. I'm a teacher. I spend a lot of time, or I have been a teacher. I won't be a teacher, but I have been in the past. I have been involved in curriculum meetings with other teachers for 13 years. At which time, the purpose of this is to try to structure an educational system that will bring about a learning process for young people. It has been a depressing and humiliating experience for the most part, because in the process of doing this, the census of the United States say, and the people of the United States say, that children are not able to make it to themselves, that they have to be structured, and that they have to be treated like a robot, or treated like a kid into a mold. Everybody in this room, in my opinion, has come forth into this event with the highest intellectual capacity and has involved themselves in the deepest philosophical and political conversation in the last 3 days of the highest magnitude. And they have done this not because of their education, quite that. And the reason they have done this is because they.
Thank you.
a lot of, he was asked a lot of questions that were in gray areas, and so it made it look bad to me, because it was difficult to give a yes or no answer. I don't want to force myself to say my vote.
Frank, your point. There was no clarified way that you ran into this question on the process of the people's vote, but I have a point made, his capacity for leadership is very, very great. He's a
you proceeding. More fall, Morrison. You don't need to be an artist. But since presidents are sold today, the basic thing that you've got to have is a good, solid, tangible product to sell. A product that's based on the intellect, not on the other ideologues. And I think Professor John Hodgson has those qualifications. I'd like very strongly to second his nomination and to thank you for your kind attention.
The chair will interpret that speech as declining the nomination. Are there any further nominations? On behalf of this flag. Are there any other nominations?
10-minute recess, at the end of which time everyone will please reassemble. During the 10-minute recess, please select your regional spokesman if you have not done so already.
You'd like to move that you both be... even told us. He gives us these little backroom colloquial things that we know.
Yes. Come forward to our stand to make your second speech, because the original intent is not a speech.
I just want to say that. Would have made one.
certain life. And I left the University of California, and I was interested in some kind of life where you could just have your own goals. That was my goal, that was his goal. It was beautiful. We came to Oregon, I went back to school, the University of Oregon.
Brian of Oregon, do we hear a second?
but okay. At some point now, we don't have to do the things everybody else does. Just Brian.
I worked in finance on basic that had a poor combination of two complete. My feeling is much better than you can do so. In support of her, I make two comments. One is that there's the irony of a son being born here 28 years ago. She gives her son life, and about 22 years later, her son gives her life. The other little anecdote with Nate's family is that they invited me to come to Eugene. I live about 85 miles from Eugene to attend some lectures on record by Nathaniel Brennan, which I did not own. And they give this about, just as a opportunity for themselves to listen to the Jeffers records and provide me to others, but I think they also took out of one. As a thank you note to this family and to typify what I think of this family, I made a gift for them. And I do old English lettering as a hobby, and I painted a sign for them to hang on the front of the door, and it was a bag of gold with a dollar sign on it, and it said on Nathan's gold. Thank you.
philosophical question.
Thank you.
I do think that very definitely clear that represented by one of the certain parties. I think it's accomplished what set out to do. I want to say that I'm in accord with the idea that was set down by Mr. Holmes in the reason that we can act fundamentally as to educate the public at large to an alternate view of the social life.
Lack of support. Okay. that point. Long Beach candidates are having their picture photographed. Why don't we just take a couple minutes to stretch to dump the winery out of the road? Will you reconvene? The chair would please ask that those who did take pictures and have some that they think are really good, if they'll send them in, we'll publish them in our next newsletter, which will be in compliance June, July, and we'll of course give credit to the photographer. Mr. Weston. Please entertain a bit. What are we doing? Single up the pictures to achieve it? Without seeing the finished product, we can't really enter the gate. What? I'll offer a nickel per picture, yeah. No, if you send a good picture, we will reimburse you for the cost of making the bridge, seriously. Don't flood us, you know, every one of you with 50 different pictures, but if you've got two or three, you think are exceptionally good, anyone who does, not only has a sense to just take them, but if anything, you took around the conference, you know, a good shot of a bunch of libertarians sitting there getting it all together, or, you know, the heated potato on the floor, or anything, it's a good, sharp picture that could raise drama and human interest and all that publicity stuff. Shoot them on into us and we'll pay you for the print.
Number of people deserve it, and I hesitate to single out, you know, 5 or 10 people
orders the answers or orders fiddles. We don't claim to be perfect, but we try, and I think we can claim that we are the best of the various river trade organizations at getting correspondence back to people. And when you have a problem, we try to help the other people as we can, and we'll see. And that is Susie doing, not mine. As far as people who gave their all and more here at the convention, I think Frank Robinson, who is our Oklahoma chairman, who is the fellow that came up with the idea of the Break Free as the campaign and the conference slogan, and eventually the campaign slogan, deserves recognition, Frank. Looking guy, he just went all the way. I thought he would not. there is any one, you know, generic libertarian appearance, but Mark was the person that I found most interesting to me in terms of blowing my mind on the image. Moving over to Georgia, we have Chuck Quigley and Shirley Giordano, who started things up there, and they haven't had much time yet, but I guess we've got a real enthusiastic core group, and they travel hopefully out here. That's all I served on the Blackwell Committee, and I think you'll have to stand up maybe and wait for the time.
Yeah. original sin of the flesh. As it grows and goes, David has no. Thank you for the nomination.
expenses, all our other expenses, mailings and so forth, are covered out of current operating revenue. The only thing we're not paying for is the services of the people who are donating their time, Mr. Boyle, myself, my wife, a number of other people. Well, now, if I get paid, I will be doing most of the work, because I will become a full-time employee of the party, basically, which is what I'm saying. I am willing to become a full-time employee of this organization. But like any good capitalist, I would require recompense. So, Mr. Duffy, you have a point.
Thank you.
collecting.